Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
Bobby Darin bringing us back. The late, great Bobby Darin. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rob Grady's our guest, our good friend, the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, third edition, and also Rebuilding the Brand, right?
I have written that book, yes. That's a strategy book, Rebuilding the Brand,
right.
And another one called The Five Strategies for that Every Business Needs.
I don't have those books, so
holy cow.
I know you have to get me a copy of those.
I'll get you a package sent out today.
There you go. So, all right, we're talking about writing, and you're trying to help us understand that whether you do it or someone else does it, if words go out on a piece of paper or in digits, in ones and zeros, if you're trying to express yourself in words one way or the other, those need to be professionally done. Those need to be professionally thought out. They need to be strategically developed so that they not only serve the purpose, but that they need to be so well done that people don't even think about. I mean, you want your message. You don't want people to say, wow, what a professional message, right? That's not what people do. But if it's unprofessional, they will say, what an unprofessional message, right, Rob?
They notice the mistakes. They don't necessarily notice the song or the voice or the melody in your writing.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, they will notice the mistakes.
Just like a resume. Have you gotten resumes in for someone that had mistakes on it? And
it
didn't matter whether they're qualified or not. You toss it.
Exactly.
Automatic. If you send a resume to someone, it's got misspellings or it's punctuation's not right or whatever. It's automatically tossed. Nobody looks at your credentials.
No.
So what else? What else we need to think about? You had another step that you mentioned. You mentioned editing earlier.
Well, we wanted to talk about the five tips. The first one I said is make sure you proofread your work.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is I always believe that you start out with a bang. It's like a headline, even an email or an essay you're writing or any kind of persuasion piece. Make sure that you start out with the benefit. Put the benefit up front where your readership is the highest.
Right.
The statistics say that you lose about 80% of your readers by the time that you finish your whether it's a brochure or an advertisement or whatever it might be. So get that benefit out front. The first sentence is the whole purpose of your first sentence is to get people to read your second, and the purpose of the second sentence is to get people to read the next one. So make sure that you start out with that bang and get people interested right up front.
Think about the way people write press releases.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a press release is cut from the bottom.
Who, what, where, why, when,
that's right.
Up front.
Yeah, that's right. And they're cut from the bottom, so as you go down, the information is less about, you don't want anything below the second or third paragraph to be anything you care about.
All that is for details. Yeah, that's in a press release. Now, that's a little bit of a different
I'm just saying that that's the way to think about your writing, is you want to make sure that you front-load it like you would a press release to make sure that if somebody just read one line, they get your message.
Very good. Good advice.
All right, what else?
Number three I was going to tell you was pick a better verb. Most people tend to use what I call mousy verbs. Avoid words like was and did and saw and had.
How would you do that? Help us.
Oh, even the word challenge. Challenge your vocabulary is what I always tell people. Is challenge your vocabulary. Use better verbs. Use action verbs. Use verbs that are going to grab you. Anybody can, if you think about it, you can find a better verb to express yourself. And, you know, avoiding was and did, I think, are
good. Give us an example. Give us a good example and a bad example. Or a bad example and a good example.
Put me on the spot here.
When John came, we all left and went to the store. And another, that would be a passive way to do it. Another one would be say, when John finally showed up, we went to the store.
Well, I would avoid the rent to the store.
Okay. I was just doing the first half. Come on, Rob, give me a break. I wasn't doing the second half, just the first half. I was just trying to get John there, okay?
Gotcha.
No, I'm just saying give the person in your or whatever you're trying to get across, give it some energy, some action.
You can say he went to the store, or he rode, or he pedaled, or he walked briskly. There are all sorts of different ways to give mm-hmm. action verbs rather than simply went or was on his way or something like that. There are lots of other better ways when you use action verbs.
Right.
Grab people's attention. The biggest issue is the way we write paragraphs. A lot of the writing that I read has, it reminds me of ADD kids. There are 17 different ideas all within the sense of one paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that you should only, and your teachers will tell you the same thing. Every paragraph should have one single thought, idea, or subject, and that's it.
That's something that's pretty subjective, isn't it? How to build a paragraph, when to stop a paragraph. Now, I tend to like shorter paragraphs.
Oh, that's the newspaper, the USA Today theory, yes. And because of the gnat-like attention span of people today,
right.
I agree completely.
You show somebody a 15-line paragraph, and they're just going to zone out. So I tend to hit my return key more often maybe than a lot of people do.
I agree. I think that's very important that you keep paragraphs very brief, whether even in fiction writing and writing a fiction.
What about bullets? Can we come back and we talk about bullets? Because I think that's a handy device to use when you're writing. If your paragraph's too long, maybe it needs to be bulleted, right?
It's a way to break up long paragraphs, absolutely.
Hold on to that thought. Right back with Rob Grady. I need your website, Rob, quickly.
RobertGrady.com.
GREDE is the last name. Quick break, 20, no, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.